This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Two government officials have given impeachment investigators vivid recaps of the Trump administration's efforts to push Ukraine into investigating Democrats and Joe Biden. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
The latest transcripts from closed-door meetings feature vivid testimony from Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and former Trump-Russia advisor Fiona Hill. Both express concerns about administration efforts to push Ukraine into investigating Joe Biden and Democrats. They're describing one meeting where Ambassador Gordon Sondland told Ukrainians they'd need to launch the investigations if they wanted a meeting with President Trump. Vindman says the rough transcript of the president's July call with Ukraine's president at the heart of the impeachment probe was edited to remove a reference of the energy company with ties to Hunter Biden. This morning, the president dismissed the testimony so far, saying he's seen nothing that hurts him.
I'm not concerned about anything. The testimony has all been fine.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday that Russia slays its political opponents and China's tactics would be horrifyingly familiar to former East Germans. Reuters' Emmer McCarthy has details.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo didn't hold back in his criticism of China and Russia on Friday in a speech in Berlin.
Today, Russia, led by a former KGB officer stationed in Dresden, invades its neighbors and slays political opponents. In China, the Chinese Communist Party is shaping a new vision of authoritarianism, one that the world has not seen for an awfully long time.
Pompeo was speaking in Germany to mark 30 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall, the Cold War's most potent symbol.
That's Emmer McCarthy of Reuters, and this is VOA News. Syria's warring parties say the first round of UN-mediated talks aimed at drafting a new constitution for their war-torn country has ended on a positive note. Lisa Schlein reports.
U.S. Special Envoy for Syria, Geir Pedersen, commends the two co-chairs of the government and opposition delegations for leading the discussions in a professional manner. He says all the issues related to the conflict in Syria and relevant to developing a new constitution have been addressed.
My hope is that the meetings of the Constitutional Committee can be a door opener to the broader political process.
The government co-chair of the committee, Ahmad Kuzbari, says a stable country can be achieved only by recognizing and drafting a constitution that preserves the unity, sovereignty, and territorial integrity of Syria. The opposition co-chair, Hadi al-Bahra, says the constitution can be a unifying force if it meets the aspirations of all Syrians. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Turkey's interior ministry says that their country will begin to repatriate captured Islamic State militants to their home countries as of Monday. Reuters correspondent Emily Spickle reports.
Turkey has long criticized its European allies for refusing to take back Islamic State fighters who are their citizens. And on Friday, the country's interior minister warned they were taking matters into their own hands, saying Turkey would start sending back captured jihadists from Monday, even if their citizenship had been revoked.
We're telling them, we'll repatriate these people to you and we're starting as of Monday. We'll repatriate these people no matter what they do. They'll object and say we revoked their citizenship. Do whatever you want with them.
The announcement comes as a senior Kurdish leader warns the European Union could face a wave of returning battle-hardened Islamic State fighters from Syria.
That's Emily Spickle of Reuters. Fresh clashes broke out between Iraqi security forces and anti-government protesters in the southern city of Basra Friday. Iraqi security forces killed four protesters in Basra and six in Baghdad on Thursday, leading to a call for calm by the country's top Shiite Muslim cleric. Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani held security forces accountable for violent escalations, and he urged the government to respond as quickly as possible to demonstrators' demands. More than 260 people have been killed since protests over a lack of jobs and services began in Baghdad on October 1st. Police, the military, and paramilitary groups have used live gunfire against mostly unarmed protesters since the beginning of the unrest. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.